have arrived here at a critical moment.
Hello, I'm Dan Brown.
And I'm Brandi Crawford Eryou.
We are your TV BFFs, and this is the season one finale of the TV BFF podcast. Brandi,
oh
can you believe
God.
It?
Oh my God, no, I can't. This has been such an amazing and fun ride, and I can't believe we're at the end of season one. But notice we said season one, guys. Yes, there will be a season two theme.
Yeah. We just got word from the executives. We have been picked up for a season two.
Yeah.
So we'll be back. But in the meantime, we wanted to do something a little bit different for the finale. So we will have some guests and we'll get to those shortly. But before we do that, we've been asking you guys all season to submit your criteria. So we want to take some time before we get into our guests, some people who are going to come on and update some of their criteria. But first, we wanted to shout out some of the favorite criteria that have been submitted throughout the season and talk about some of your favorite shows. So, Brandi, yeah. Do you want to tee up our first viewer? This is our first time ever. This is so exciting.
Yeah.
We had tons of submissions.
Yeah. Thank you so much, everybody that wrote in. Like, we love reading these. And you know what? Just because this is our season one finale, it doesn't mean that, like, you can't keep sending us your six, okay? Like, we love reading these. Definitely want to be sharing these more. And thank you, everyone who has submitted something.
Absolutely. Let's start. There's a couple that we got that were very well thought out and had a lot of thoughts and a lot of backstory. You know, some people wrote it and said, here are my six. There you go. Have fun. But some people gave us some reasoning behind it, which we love. So we'll start with a couple of those, I think.
Yeah. All right. So we are going to start out with Kieran. Kieran gave us quite the novel.
Yes.
I loved all the thought that went into this. Like, this is what makes my heart sing. Like, this is what I want from, like, you guys listening to the show. Like, this is what I want you to take away from it.
Yes.
Like, that you go into your six and you're really thinking about it. So Kieran's got a really great BFF criteria. So first up, we're going to go with Kieran's best. He said that this was the hardest category for him to come up with, but he narrowed it down to two very great contenders, which are The Sopranos. What I love and what he said about this is that he thought they did an amazing job humanizing all these murderers and criminal deviants.
I mean, about right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
I think that's
true. Why it's a great show. It's like, oh my God, they just killed like five people. But it's like, you know what? Like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. The best shows make you root for terrible people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's called painting a full picture of someone, because we're not only our worst actions, okay?
That's right. But he did have something great to kind of offset
yeah.
in his other best spot.
Yeah, so his other best show is The Good Place. He said that he loves shows that have a clean ending and don't unnecessarily have to go on just for the sake of doing show, which The Good Place definitely, like, they got in there and they wrapped it up and it was great. And
yeah.
they didn't need to keep going, even though it was a really fun, it's a really fun show. It's a really funny show. It's a really well done show.
Yeah.
But they realized that, like, you know what, this is the end and we're ending it.
Yeah. And speaking to that fun of that show, he also mentioned that, and I love this. So he says, there's still also little tidbits of the show that I still carry with me. Like, same something is forking awesome. Inviting people to my butthole and yelling Bortles when I throw something, which I love all of that. Oh man. As a Good Place fan as well. That warmed my heart. Wonderful to see.
Love
so
it.
What else was on Kieran's list? We'll move through these. So we can get to some more as well. What was in his favorite category?
In his favorite category, he chose The Wire and The Office. So you could say, like, kind of two employee-based shows.
Sure, exactly.
Right?
Two workplace shows,
a comedy
exactly.
and a drama. And then his forever shows, he has Law & Order SVU, which is a great forever pick. You may remember that was one of my almost show forever picks.
That's right.
And his second forever show is Jeopardy. And he said that Jeopardy was almost his almost forever show.
Right.
And he said that as he's typing out the rationale for that, he's like, you know what? No, Jeopardy is clearly a definite forever show.
Yeah.
So I love it.
I love that. And we've seen Jeopardy before.
People love. I didn't know. I feel like what I've learned from doing this podcast is how much people love Jeopardy.
People fucking love Jeopardy. People fucking love Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Kieran, incredible criteria. Wonderful stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we also had Brandy, not our wonderful co-host, Brandy.
Not me, Brandy, but Brandy with an I.
Other Brandy. What did other Brandy. Brandy pick?
Other Brandy, her best show, first best show is Survivor. Mm-hmm. And her second best show is Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I think is the first time for that to come up on a criteria.
First mention. Yeah, loved. And I love that show. Love to see it.
Yeah. She has a controversial take as far as Dan is concerned, because she says that she considers it a drama about comedic characters. And Dan has something to say about that.
Well, listen, it's a show about a stand-up comedian. I mean, just on the face of it, there's lots of jokes. A lot of funny stuff going on. I personally would call it a comedy, but I can see where she's coming from. I mean, it comes from Amy Sherman-Palladino, mm-hmm. who did Gilmore Girls, which was mm-hmm. famously also a drama about comedic people, I would mm-hmm. say. So I could see how it could be argued both ways. But mm-hmm. I mean, her other pick was Survivor. So thankfully, there's no category fraud here. She could put it in as either a drama or comedy and be fine. Mm-hmm. And then Brandy's favorite, she goes on to add two incredible shows to her favorites. Veep, which...
Such a great pick, yeah.
We have not gotten a lot of. And then Lost, which has been mired in a lot of people's almost shows. Mm-hmm. She picks it as her favorite because it was her first binged series, which is a truly formative experience. So great memories associated with Lost. Mm-hmm. And I think we all have strong memories associated with Lost. Whether they're great or not is up to, you know, each viewer's discretion. But for Brandy, she loved it and it's in her favorite. Mm-hmm.
And then to round out her criteria, Brandy's forever shows are The Office and Jeopardy.
Another Jeopardy coming in hot.
Now, I would like to mention that Kieran and Brandy are married.
Ooh, okay.
I know. Plot twist.
So that's appointment viewing. They're watching Jeopardy nightly, it sounds like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're watching Jeopardy together. And what I would love to know is like who wins the most. So guys, email us, let us know.
Exactly.
But we loved both of their submissions came in at around the same time. And I was like, wait, I love this.
Yeah.
I love the crossover.
This
the crossover
is great.
Episode.
I love it.
Yeah.
One more that came in that we loved because it hit on a couple of our pleasure centers, you might say. So Yasmina sent in a great criteria, and her best was The Wire and RuPaul's Drag Race, which great. We recently had with Remy Casimir just one mm-hmm. episode ago. Mm-hmm. Her favorite shows were Doctor Who, fun, would mm-hmm. love to get into that with a guest. Real Housewives did not specify.
We're
unsure.
We would need to have a chat about this. Because
we need to have a chat. Exactly.
There's several franchises.
That's right. You got to pick one. You have to pick one. So Yasmina, we love the pick, but you're going to need to follow up. You're going to have to pick one of those Real Housewives franchises. Mm-hmm. Let us know. But we forgive you for it because of your forever category. You not only have The Office, which is great, but you also have mm-hmm. TV BFF favorite, The Challenge, in your forever category. So Yasmina, you may have broken the rules in your favorites, but in your forevers, it's totally cool.
Yeah, we love it.
We love it.
Next up, we have Dina. And in Dina's best, she's got The Wire. The Wire isn't a lot of people's best.
Popular pick. We'll get to that in a second.
It's
very
a great
popular
show.
Pick. Absolutely.
And then Parts Unknown, the Anthony Bourdain show, which I love because I actually was talking with my husband about this, and because he was like, why aren't more people picking Anthony Bourdain shows? Because he's thinking that like he could do like No Reservations for forever. That would be a great forever pick.
That'd be wild. There has been some Bourdain erasure going mm-hmm. on here. I think it might just be that like when you think unscripted, I think most people's heads go towards quote unquote reality shows.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes the travel series kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But mm-hmm. folks, that's an unscripted show and one of the absolute best.
Yeah.
Very, very few people have ever done unscripted better than Anthony Bourdain.
Mm-hmm.
We need to give his shows more of a look in season two for sure.
Yeah, it's just such a great show. And I don't know about anybody else, but like when we go on vacation, the first thing we do is like look up what episode of either Parts Unknown or No Reservations that Anthony Bourdain has done. On
right.
It.
Yeah. See what's up.
Yeah. And that's
Absolutely.
What we want to do.
Absolutely.
So Dina's favorites are Seinfeld and Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Which are great favorite picks. And then her forever shows are Top Chef and West Wing.
Tell you what, the back half of this category is one after my own heart. We got Breaking Bad, we got Top Chef, we got West Wing.
Yeah.
That's half of my criteria right yeah. there. So I'm a Dina, big fan of your criteria, especially with the Bourdain mention. Gotta love it. We have one more criteria that we want to talk about in this section here. And like I said, this episode's a little bit different. We do have some interviews coming up, but before we get to our first one, we want to share one more criteria that kind of encapsulates the best of the season, if you will. So we've had 12 different interviews throughout the course of this season. We've had 12 incredible guests share each of their criterias. And I'm sure you've noticed some shows have come up more than once. And there's been a handful that have come up several times. So what we've done is kind of compiled, and it was quite the fun research project, but we've compiled every single show that's been mentioned on this podcast. And I will say that there have been over 170 shows.
Wow.
Mentioned in season one of TVBFFs, if you can believe it.
Wow, that's amazing.
107 between, and then we're talking criterias and almost shows.
Yeah.
But six of those shows, only six have been added to three different criteria. So they've repeated a number of times enough to let us know that, okay, these are kind of the best of the best. So we want to reveal what those six shows are. And then Brandon and I are going to kind of put them into a criteria based on our discretion of where they might fit. But this is kind of the all-star season one criteria.
Yeah. These are the season one all-star BFFs.
Yes, exactly. So Brandon, list the six and then we'll talk about where they should go.
Yeah. So the six shows are The Challenge.
How could it not?
It's like, do you like TV? Okay, yeah. Great. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Sex and the City.
Yeah, for sure.
The Sopranos and The Wire.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, Dana, when we started this, I actually really thought that we were going to have a lot more overlap.
Yeah.
And these aren't the six shows that I would have assumed that it would be.
No, there's a couple on here that, like, I would have guessed maybe that The Wire would be on a ton of criteria. Yeah, maybe The Sopranos as well. Like, those two aren't super shocking.
Yeah.
You know,
The Challenge was a little shocking to me, not because it's not an amazing show and not because it's not one of my favorite shows, but just like, I am just now realizing like how much love so many people have for the show. And it's absolutely. Just it's really heartwarming.
It really is. I will say, we did include our own criteria in this math. So if we put it on our criteria, it was up because that's still a legitimate criteria.
Yeah,
so we included our criteria as well, which may have boosted The Challenge's numbers, but so be it. God damn it, we're the damn host. So whatever, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know?
And none of the other shows were on our criteria, were they?
No, I had Game of Thrones and SNL in my almosts.
I think Sex and the City was an almost.
In your almosts.
And guys, guess what? I've never seen The Sopranos. Sorry, bye.
You're going to make me say it. Neither have I.
But we're planning on at least trying to watch a little bit before next season so that we can really discuss it.
I'm saying it here and now. I will watch the entirety of the series before next season. You can lock it down. It's going to happen. At least one of your TV BFFs will watch the whole series before next season.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Because we've gotten too much shit. And listen, we know. We understand. We're not... We know what's going on. We know the importance of the show.
Sorry, I was watching True Blood. Okay, I was watching True Blood.
Exactly. So, Brandy, what we need to do, though, now is put these six shows into a criteria.
Yes.
So this is the cream of the crop. We're going to put them into a criteria. I think we got to start with a challenge. That's in three favorite categories. So that's got to be a favorite.
That's a favorite.
So, challenge is a fave. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the other fave, do we think? Let's stick in this category.
So it's got to be a drama or a comedy.
So we have three dramas here. So we're going to have to put a drama in each of the categories. We have Game of Thrones, Sopranos, and The Wire. So which of the dramas is going to be a fave is what it sounds like.
I think that The Sopranos is going to be a fave.
That feels...
Or no, is The Sopranos a fave or is it a forever? Because I also feel like The Wire has to be the best.
Yeah. I think it does. I think The Wire's got to take the best, right?
Yeah.
That has two votes for best and one for forever. So within its own estimation, it's been voted more best than it has anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we put Wire in best. That feels right to me. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so we have Wire in best. What's our other best? So for our other best, it really has to be SNL or Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I got to go SNL with this.
Yeah, SNL.
There's never been a better sketch comedy show in the SNL. Pantheon, right? SNL's got to be the best. Okay, that feels right. Okay, so we got our best. We got one favorite in the challenge. What's our other favorite drama? And then that, but this will also determine what our forevers are. So we're looking at Sex and the City is a forever by process of elimination.
Mm-hmm. Which I like that.
You like that? Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. I've never seen it, so I trust you on that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So now we're between Game of Thrones and Sopranos. One's going to be a favorite. One's going to be a forever. And again, as we have literally just admitted, neither of us have seen The Sopranos. So it's a little bit tough to say we would watch it forever. But again, we're speaking on behalf of our guests here.
Uh-huh.
And Sopranos has been voted twice in forever, once in fave.
I think we give Sopranos forever.
I think Sopranos has got to be forever.
And what I would love is to revisit this after you've watched to see if, I mean, I don't know if it's going to go into your forever category after you watch it, but like after watching it, like, are you going to be like, can I watch this forever?
We'll see. I mean, that's what we'll check back in on. But I will say this came together pretty nicely. So our all-star BFF shakes out as in the best category, we have The Wire and SNL. In the favorite category, we have The Challenge and Game of Thrones. And in forever, we have The Sopranos and Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's a solid criteria.
That feels pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Strong. That's strong. Yeah. I'll tell you what. Thank you, everyone who's come on and talked about these wonderful shows, because boy, what an impressive all-star criteria that is to look at. My God.
Mm-hmm. No, I love it. Especially with the twist of you get to watch it when you start it over. It's like you haven't watched it before.
Yeah. We'd probably give the twist of The Sopranos now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Sex and the City, like it just, I don't know. It's like just... it's just such a great love letter to New York. Like there's so many obviously like problematic pieces of that show, including that like there's like zero diversity and there's absolutely no way Carrie could have afforded anything. And she's a terrible friend.
We're going to have to do a deep dive once and just like that comes out.
Yeah, we definitely are.
We'll bring back some of the BFFs who've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on Brian Moylan's on that list. Laura Von Holt is on that list. And our first guest is on that list. So Anna Reisman is about to join us as the first interview on our finale. She is coming on to update her criteria. She has not just one, but maybe a couple changes that we'll get into that we were not expecting.
Well, one I'm very happy about.
Let's be honest. We were hoping for one change, right?
We're hoping
for one change. If you go back and listen to Anna's episode, you'll probably know which.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one caught us by surprise. So... without further ado, here's our conversation and criteria update with Anna Reisman. Anna, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to TV BFFs.
Thanks for having me. Oh my God.
We're so glad.
Thanks. You know, you're both my BFFs now. I think that's what happened. And so now I'm just here all the time. I'm thrilled to be back.
Good. Yay. Good. We're very excited to have you back. Listeners will know Anna was one of our very first episodes, one of our very first recordings. Way back like 6 months ago now. So tell us a little bit about, it's been a while. What's been going on in your TV world? What have you been watching? What are you into lately?
I would say right now, you know, I'm just coming off of the high. We just had a Bachelorette finale. Mm-hmm. But I would say it was a very dramatic season, very dramatic ending, you know, as one wants on The Bachelor.
It is what you want, sure.
Yeah, I would say I wasn't a huge fan of this season. If I had to go back, I wouldn't watch it again or anything. But here's the crazy thing. Like, so Bachelor in Paradise starts tomorrow. Obviously this episode is coming out. You know, Bachelor in Paradise may be over by the time this episode.
It's airing currently. This will be out in about a month. So like Bachelor in Paradise is airing now. When we're recording, it's about to come out.
Which is like, you know what? It's like they're taking, like, I feel like Bachelor Nation is taking care of us right now, because I don't even have to wait a single week for a new show. Like, usually you have to wait like 6 weeks until like the next one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you forget about it. And then it comes and you're like, oh my God, it's back. It's tomorrow. I have to say, Jared, you know, my boyfriend who you guys both know. And who I make watch the Bachelorette shows with me. You know, he hasn't left yet. So we will continue to watch them.
Keep going
until he walks out that fucking door. But, He said last week, he goes, wait, he goes, because, you know, they play like, oh, next week we've got Bachelor in Paradise. He was like, next week? We don't even get a week off? Like, he felt the opposite. He needs a vacation from
needs
it.
Needs a little space.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I was like, next week we got plans Monday night, bitch. And he was like, wow, that came soon.
And then you got to imagine that, because they're filming a second Bachelorette too. So that's probably going to roll right into the next Bachelorette.
They are. Yeah. I don't know how, I kind of want a Bachelor season. Like, they're very different vibes, even though I like the girl who they picked to be the other Bachelorette. I was like, they're doing them back to back. That's weird. That's like, we're going to compare them a lot more than, you know, or head, you know, the news will compare them a lot more than you would.
Have they done that before? Back to back like that? Okay.
I don't think so.
It's usually like Bachelor, Bachelorette, Paradise. And then the cycle like continues. The loser from the Bachelorette goes to be the Bachelor. So who knows?
All right. So Bachelor just ended, but it's never stopping. What else has been recently on your watch list?
Oh man, White Lotus, baby. I've been getting
just started it. I'm 2 episodes in.
Okay. Oh my God. This episode, the finale's tonight. We're recording finale's on the tonight. Day of the finale.
Yeah, it's, you have a couple hours, Brandy. You better sign off and go watch a couple hours of television, right? Just tell your husband, take care of the kids. I have like 4 episodes to catch up on. You know who's amazing in it though? Like Jennifer Coolidge, this is like the role of a lifetime for her. It's everything she's ever done, like in one. And I love her so much and I admire her. And like as a comedian, I'm just like, she has the world's perfect timing. And I'm so glad she's like having this moment, you know?
Yeah, she's great. Oh, so good. Well, speaking of whodunits on HBO, let's get to it.
Really good transition, Dan. Wow.
So Anna, so we didn't just have you on to catch up, although we love it and we love chatting TV with you, but we also want to bring you on to discuss your criteria and if there might be any changes to it. So to quickly review first, you had a couple almost shows, The Bachelor, which we talked about, South Park, Chop Jr., which was a fun one, Big Little Lies, HBO Whodunit. And we also talked about Nip Tuck a little bit, I think. And then your criteria, your BFF, I'm actually going to go backwards. Your forever shows were Sex and the City and Top Chef. Your favorite shows were Will and Grace and American Idol. And your best shows were Pen 15 and The Undoing. And I still think after all of these episodes, Brandy, tell me what you think. But for me, that's still the most surprising pick. Even up there with like NBC's Grimm, there's been a couple other ones that threw us for a loop. But The Undoing is the best pick still to this day. Is a curious one. So we wanted to have you back and see if after another 6 months of viewing some TV of thought, does that pick still stand?
I feel like I'm in therapy and you guys are like, we're concerned about Anna. We got to check in on her. This was a wild card that she threw us and we are not comfortable with it 6 months later. Okay. First of all, I do want to make some changes.
Okay.
I want to make some changes even besides the one you're judging me on.
Okay. So let's take us on the journey. What do you want to change?
Yeah. Take us there.
Yeah.
Okay. My forever show, I'm keeping Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm substituting. This is very tough because unfortunately, I hope your listeners know the rules that you guys lay down for all of your guests, which is you can't have the same genre, right?
That's right.
You can't have two shows from the same genre.
Right.
I am going to go ahead and swap out Top Chef for The Bachelor.
Okay. Oh, okay. This is it. So Bachelor, we were just talking about, and it's funny because I remember we titled your episode, Anna. Anna Roisman will watch Top Chef forever. And then the next time after it released and I spoke with you, you're like, I'm so embarrassed.
Well, you know, it wasn't embarrassing. I think Top Chef is a brilliant show and I absolutely loved it for the first few years. Mm-hmm. I will say there came a point where I stopped watching it. Mm-hmm. So I felt like a liar. I felt like when I saw the title of that episode, I felt like, ooh, that's a lie.
Okay.
You don't watch that show anymore. So, and here's the thing, I even went and tried to watch, I did watch like an episode or two of Portland, the new latest season.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, God bless them. I love them all. Maybe it was just, you know, the time of day I decided to watch it, but I did fall asleep after both the first two episodes. And I thought, I've never fallen asleep during a Bachelor.
That's a sign. Yeah.
Well, and I also feel like not only do you watch The Bachelor, you watch The Bachelorette, you watch Bachelor in Paradise. You're so excited that it's going right into Bachelorette to Bachelor in Paradise. You know, I feel like that seems like a forever show for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I think people change. And I think when I fell in love with Top Chef, I was working in fine dining. I worked for Tom Colicchio. I worked for these chefs and I was in that world every single day of my life. And I appreciate it. I love it. I want to make food shows. However, there came a shift in my personal life, I guess, where The Bachelor was more gripping for me and I needed it every single week to feel something and it wasn't Top Chef anymore. So I think like looking back, I did love it. I did watch it. It was, you know, a huge part of my life. I probably watched it for 7 years that I worked in restaurants. And I worked with a lot of people on the show too, which was cool. So I was like supporting them.
Yeah.
Now I just like to watch trashy Bachelor shows as my like escape.
You know what? I think that's an astute call. And I like that we were able to help you learn something about yourself through this process.
Thank you. You really did.
That's what this is all about.
That's what the TV BFFs are for. It's about helping you find you through TV.
I appreciate that. I feel cured. I feel it. Yeah. So I'm swapping it out.
But you're picking The Bachelor, not Bachelorette, not Bachelor in Paradise. So you would be just Bachelor on repeat. And you're cool. Okay.
You know why?
I like it.
I like, you know, you either love The Bachelor or you hate The Bachelor, but it is more fun to watch the girls like fight and bitch at each other. And that's probably because I've been in girl situations where, you know, they're catty and everything. And it's more dramatic. You know, the guys are the guys don't bring as much drama, you know, maybe they will next season. Who knows? But
who knows? They'll try. Yeah. They definitely will try. Yeah. All right. So that's a good swerve. So Top Chef gets demoted to an almost show. The Bachelor gets promoted onto the criteria. Love to see it. Like we always say, Brandy, these lists are a moment in time and times have changed.
Yeah.
Times have changed. Dare I ask, are there any more changes, Anna?
I'm going to keep my favorite shows. I'm going to keep Will and Grace and American Idol. I don't watch them nearly as much as I did in my past, but they are the shows that I can always count on to make me laugh or cry. And I believe that is what entertainment should do.
Yeah, it should.
And your favorite shows don't necessarily have to be shows that you watch over and over again. They're shows that like are near and dear to your heart that make you feel a kind of way. And it sounds like this makes you feel a certain kind of way.
Thank you, Dr. Brandy. Thank you.
That's why I'm here.
She is. She's helping me. Whew, thanks. Okay. For my best show.
Yeah, let's wade into the best category. What's going on? So Pen 15 staying?
I'm keeping Pen 15.
Yeah, you got to keep Pen 15.
I'm glad. I'm really glad.
I can't move that show.
Yeah.
I love that show. I even like that. I don't watch anything on repeat. I watch movies over. I don't watch TV over ever. That's just like something I don't do unless it's Sex and the City. I should say that. Unless it's like repeats are playing. The Office, Friends, those kinds of shows.
Sure.
The classics. Right, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, ah, it's that episode. I don't rewatch anything like current, but Pen 15 is a show. I'm like, I kind of want to rewatch it. I love it so much. Like it makes me laugh so, so hard. Those girls are so brilliant. And I'm just like, oh, to be a part of that world. I would die. I hope you're listening. I would love to be any PA, whatever you want. I love it. Okay. I am going to switch The Undoing.
Oh, okay. Praise be.
Cause you guys, cause I felt like, well, here's the thing. I was almost not going to switch it because I'm going to switch it. I'm not going very far. I'm not going very far away from it. I'm going to go with Mayor of Easttown over.
Oh,
okay.
Sure. Another show that's premiered in these 6 months since we previously spoke.
Yes. And it is another HBO whodunit.
Yeah.
Which clearly I love.
White people who kill.
White people doing white.
Yeah.
White people killing people. Yeah. On HBO in weird. I guess I just love these shows. I loved Mayor of Easttown a lot. I really, really liked it. And when watching it, I thought, wow, they really developed these characters more. I felt like there was more backstory. There were more things to, you know, discover throughout the course of the show than The Undoing. I don't mean to compare them, but they are two white people who done it shows on HBO and
starring like Oscar winning actresses and, you know.
Yes. And I love both of them still. You know, I felt like The Undoing was like getting that bag of drugs, right? The Undoing was like, I needed it. I needed to know how it's going to end. Like, I hated that it was week to week. I was like, I just want to blow through this thing right now. But I felt like Mayor of Easttown was like a 5-course meal. Like you got everything, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like the perfect dinner. Whereas The Undoing was like doing a ton of drugs one night and you're like, whew, that felt good. But I was like weirdly obsessed with, you know, this show. Like I just like, and it was Philadelphia, you know, and I'm from Philly and I was like, wow, yeah, we're finally getting attention. Like everyone, you know, I would see people from home being like, yeah, you know, like the suburbs of Philly deserve this. Like we earned this.
Didn't you go a little viral with your like dialect coach at the Wawa thing? That was really funny.
Yes, I did. I did pretend to be the dialect coach for Kate Winslet. And my origin story was that they discovered me in a Wawa ordering and that was it. And then I got the job and I did shoot it. I didn't green screen it. I shot it in a Wawa in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Myself, my boyfriend was unavailable to shoot me that day when we were in Philly and no one could help me actually. And my whole family, they were like preparing to have people over for dinner. And I was like, I have to go to this Wawa and film this. And I went there alone.
Much like Mayor, a woman on a mission to get the job done, you know?
I'm there alone, dressed in everything Eagles gear, like that my parents have. So I was in like an Eagles hat, an Eagles shirt. I had the hoodie and I just went in it, you know, I'm not going to like change into costume outside of fucking right. Wawa. And my parents live downtown in Old City. So you have to go by the Liberty Bell to get to this Wawa and you have to go. So spoiler, I wasn't in the suburbs, but whatever. And I had to go past all the horse and buggies and I filmed it or whatever, you know, and I stayed a little bit inside, a little outside. And then I'm leaving to go home. And the horse and buggy guy, like, he's like, oh, he's like, you got to come on my ride. It's green inside. The Eagles fans love it. Cause I'm like head to toe Eagles. Yeah. And I looked at him and I was like, oh no, it's a costume. I'm going home. And I like took my hat off and I ran home. I'm like, oh, you think I couldn't tell you an Eagles player, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Great substitution fun, though. Brandi, yeah. how do you feel about this? Do you feel like we're...
Yeah, mom and dad, do you approve?
I feel really good about it. Having not seen either show, this is the better one.
Will you please tell me when you watch them? I can't wait to hear what yeah. you like. Because watch Brandi come back and be like, uh-uh. She was right. Guys, with her
oh my
instinct.
God, The Undoing was one of the best things I've ever seen.
I can't wait to hear your reaction to them.
Yeah.
This has been great though. Anna.
Thank you.
Love these updates. So let's do a quick recap of your new and updated, new and improved criteria.
This is nice. I feel clean. Okay.
Isn't this good? The best shows that Anna Reisman has ever seen are now Pen 15 and Mayor of Easttown. Her favorite shows are Will and Grace and American Idol. And you would watch Sex in the City and The Bachelor forever. How does that feel as we're saying? How does that feel now? Better?
It feels good. It feels like me. It's kind of all over the fucking place.
Sure.
Right? You know, you pick any genre. I got a show that it's one of my top shows.
Yeah. You got a couple in each. It's great. It's absolutely great.
Thank you.
So, Anna, I obviously love your new criteria. I hope you didn't feel too pressured about The Undoing.
Yeah. Were we jerks? I'm sorry. Were we jerks to you?
No, I've only questioned my existence for the last 6 months, so okay. It's totally fine. Yeah.
Listen, if I could make you ask some questions, then I've done my job.
Yeah. And listen, even if you didn't change it, you would still be welcomed as a member of the TV BFFs family. You'd still be a BFF.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We really wouldn't judge you for it.
Because we don't judge here.
There are no guilty pleasures. There's no guilty pleasures. We mean it. We were just having a bit of fun, but you know, as long as you're happy with your criteria, we're happy as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I just love that that was the show you guys judged me in. I'm like, I could talk all day long about like American Idol and The Bachelor, but you guys are like The Undoing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's
wrong with you? You snobs.
Listen, we know our prestige TV. So Anna, thank you so much. And let's have you on another 6 months and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Those are some updates from Anna. My God.
Yeah.
It is interesting though, that Anna, of all the criteria we've had, is the most kind of recency. I won't just call it recency bias. Mm-hmm. So I won't say it's a biased list or anything, but more kind of recent influence to it, right? You know, a recent drama replaced another one, swapping out the Undoing for Mayor of Easttown, and then shocked to learn about the Top Chef of it all. I mean, we titled the episode and would watch Top Chef forever. Lo and behold, It's not quite true anymore. I have to do something to fix that. But some recent bias leaning into those changes, which I think is really interesting. And is a good segue to talk about some recent shows that we've been watching real quick before we get to our next interview. Yes. We got a double interview on this episode. But before we get to that, way, way, way back in our very first episode ever, Brandy, we both revealed our almost shows. And we said we each picked a show on each other's list that we would watch and report back on. And now was the time. So
yes,
what show did you watch from my almost list that we talked about way back when that you've had the opportunity to check out?
I watched the entire first season of Ted Lasso.
Yes. Okay.
And I loved it.
Really? Okay. Did you watch with Mo as well?
I watched with Mo and we kind of really like knocked it out. It's like, it's such a pleasant watch. It was just, and I love that, like the short episodes. And I think what I really liked about it is that I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop and for Ted to be sketch.
Right.
And he wasn't. It just, I feel like there's no like just wholesome shows on anymore. I mean, you had like the, what was her name? The blonde woman who was also the, you know, she was the shame woman in Game of Thrones. Isn't that wild?
Oh yeah. The club owner.
The club owner. Yeah. Yeah,
that's right.
Who's like this beautiful, like striking blonde. And she's the one that's like making Cersei walk down the street naked. And like wearing that like really gross like nun outfit.
Yeah.
But and it's like obviously like she had like, you know, like didn't have like super great intentions, like she would have been like the bad guy, I guess, but it still was just like, I love that Ted like, you know, like got to her. Like,
yeah, it's just the power of positivity, but it wasn't unrealistic positivity. Like there were moments where you could see like, oh, he's not just some caricature. He is also dealing with things and sometimes has to put on this face, but you could tell that like his moral center is true, you know, and good. And it just kind of flows out into everything around him and how he works and operates and acts and builds this team. And it's just a wonderful, I mean, to me, I love it so much because it gives me like, it feels like a cross section of like Friday Night Lights meets Parks and Rec. And I mean, hello, those are my two forever shows. And it kind of feels like it's right in the middle of those two, you know?
Yeah, no. And I like, and it's just also all the characters were great. Like the assistant coach, all the guys on the team, like everybody got to be fully formed from, what was his name? Jamie.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie who like, who like, you think is like, oh my God, like what an asshole. It's like everybody gets the chance to like be a fully realized person. And like, I just really respected that. I feel like the only person who seemed like totally bad was the ex-husband owner.
Right. Yeah. He sucks.
You know?
Yeah. He's not cool.
And he just seemed like an asshole, but he also seemed like a really realistic asshole. And like, you kind of got it because you saw like how kind of charming he was. And so it's like, oh, I get how you've lived your life.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, what did you pick from my list?
Yeah. So I'm glad you love Ted Lasso. From your list, I was very excited the way you talked about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
This makes me so glad.
I will say I did not watch all of it, longer seasons, but I watched half. I watched the first two of four. And boy, let me tell you, I fucking love it. It is so good. It is, first of all, so entertaining. Rachel Bloom is just astounding.
She's
absolutely out of this world. The music is incredible. The music is so good. Wes Covina. So good. But then like you start getting into it and you start like, it's not just like this fun flight of fancy, like, oh, Rebecca is moving and like, is she a stalker? Is she whatever? It's like, oh no, we're talking about legitimate mental health issues. But what's interesting, and you talked about this before, but the way it's kind of slow rolls in a way, like it's not immediately like the game isn't given away right away. And it takes a while to really build up to like these moments where you're like, holy shit, Rebecca, like shit, is this crazy ex-girlfriend? And then you start seeing how she sees and some repressed memories of hers and flashback. And it just, like blows up and unspools mm-hmm. and just like totally opens up in that way. Like once you see, cause now I'm halfway through. So it's really just, mm-hmm. we just kind of hit that kind of turning point.
And it's a crazy turning point too, because you then start to see everything that happened in the first season and the second season, and like, you know, the first half of the second season where it's like, Rachel and Paula, hijinks ensue.
Yeah, but like, exactly.
These hijinks are actually indicative of like an actual issue. Like it's like giving things. What I love so much about the show is that it's taking these really silly situations that you're laughing at, mm-hmm. and then kind of turning it on its head and being like, this is what was really happening here.
Yeah.
This isn't just, you know, hijinks ensue for Paula and Rebecca. This is like Paula is enabling her.
Right.
And like,
and then she kind of realizes that along the way, you know, like,
yeah.
And I'm very excited to see what happens in the next two full seasons, because it's really hit a turning point. And boy,
I will say that
incredible wreck. I gotta say,
they land the plane.
Oh,
they land
God.
The plane.
I can't wait to get back to it. Great show. Gotta say, great wreck.
It's a great show. Everybody watch it. It's on Netflix.
So we've each checked out one of each other's almost shows with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Ted Lasso. Highly recommend to everyone listening. We've also checked out a couple shows recommended by our guests that have been added mm-hmm. to their criterias. We wanted to do more. It's been tough, you know, mm-hmm. lots going on, as we all know, but we do promise, like we said, we've been picked up for season two, mm-hmm. glory be. So we will watch more in the off season.
We're watching more stuff.
We're going to watch way more stuff. We have some more time. We're going to watch all the things, or as many as we can, and report back next season. But in the meantime, there were a couple of things that we checked out. Brandy, do you want to mention a show that you checked out from a criteria, how it went, what you thought?
Yes. So the first show that I want to mention that I checked out was one that I feel like has come highly recommended to me from several people, but Remy sold this ish. Like, yeah. She sold it in the room. I was like, pick it up for 5 seasons. I got it. And that's Rick and Morty.
Yeah. I watched this too. Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah. I've watched the first couple of episodes, and I just have to say it is the weirdest show I have ever seen that, like, I just can't wait to keep watching.
I fucking love it. I started and couldn't stop. I watched the whole first season in like,
oh, wow,
a day and a half.
Okay.
And recently, like a couple days ago. So I like, mm-hmm. I'm ready and raring, and I'm going to keep after it. Rick and Morty is awesome. It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm so sad it took me this long to get into it. It is.
Same.
And you're right. Remy sold that ish. Like, and this was just an episode ago. So if you're coming hot off the Remy episode, you know all about Rick and Morty. But if you haven't, if you're just tuning in, Rick and Morty, wow. Yeah. Remy described it as equal parts highbrow and lowbrow, which, yes, it is mm-hmm. so smart and so dumb in the best fucking way. Like, we played a clip in Remy's episode that, like, and this was the second episode. I think you saw this one with the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs.
Yeah. Rick gives the technology to make the dogs smart, and they start talking, and literally they take over the world. So much so that they need to jump. And this is the thing with Rick and Morty, like, they jump realities, they jump mm-hmm. universes so willy-nilly, it's like the multiverse on fucking steroids. Mm-hmm. It's wild.
And it's like, you've got this whole dog storyline, and then the other storyline is like completely based off of Inception.
Yeah.
Of going into like dream on dream on dream on dream just to get Morty an A in his math class.
Right. Exactly. Like, but also too, and the intention behind it, you could tell the creators were like annoyed at the reception of Inception. They're like, I can't believe people love this fucking movie mm-hmm. so much that they're like, we're going to prove to them how stupid that movie was.
Yeah.
In this brilliant episode of TV. And they did.
Oh, so good. And then another show that I watched that actually wasn't in a criteria, but it was on an almost list. And it was from Alicia Hanna, who really got me thinking about K-dramas. And yes. She mentioned this show called Goblin. And guys, what did I watch?
Tell me. So full disclosure, this was very like super high on my list as well. So I'm super sad I didn't have a chance to check it out before this conversation. But honestly, like when we hang up, I'm gonna check out the first episode. So what should I expect, Brandon? Yeah. What am I waiting into here?
What you're waiting into is it's a wild ride that you at one point I feel like you're maybe in the 1400s, but maybe even like the 1000s.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like that's maybe, cool. I'm not sure when it is.
Okay.
But then you like are maybe like in the 50s, but then like your present day and then, but or are you present day? No, you're like 19 years ago and then you're 19 years into the future.
Okay. So a lot of time jumps, tons of time jumps.
Tons of time jumps.
Okay.
There's like the goblin who is, I didn't quite understand why he's in this predicament, but basically he's cursed to just like live forever and always see people he loved dies. But like, he's like so,
that sucks.
He's so cute and like just so kind. And I just like love him. And I'm like, why does this have to happen to you? You seem like a really great guy. I feel like it's very unfair.
Well, they've hooked you. That's how they want you to feel, Brandon. Yeah. They've hooked you.
And then there's like a baby that, so there's the, and so he has the power to like bring people back to life.
Okay.
Or save people from dying. So he like saves this one woman who is pregnant and she's like dying on the street. I think maybe she got hit by a car and he like saves her. But then there's another guy who is death. And death is like, what the fuck? Like they are supposed to die.
Right. Alicia was talking about this character. Yeah.
Yeah. He's also very cute.
Okay. So a well cast series.
Yeah, well cast series. Like, they do the single tier, like it's, you know, chef's kiss.
Nice.
And so that baby is born, but then her mom is a ghost. And okay. Then
I gotta get my eyes on this.
Yeah, it's just like so much happens.
Alicia, if you're listening, I'm so sorry I haven't checked it out sooner. But man, this all of this is speed. Like I like time jumps. I like mythology. I like all of this stuff. Like oh man, this is gonna be fun. All right, so some good recent recs, some shows we've shared with each other. We will watch more. We will catch up on more. We will check out more.
We will.
Stay tuned for season two. And now we're going to go to our second interview with our first double interview. So making history here on our finale. This is a double interview with Darren Karp, our very first interview, and John Thrasher, who we interviewed a little bit later, but they are both co-hosts of a podcast called Shaken and Disturbed. If you remember, Darren had an incredible criteria. She's going to come on and talk about a couple of shows that she neglected to mention. And then John, as you know, if you're a loyal listener, is the one episode whose criteria didn't quite line up. So we had to bring him back on and clear up some of that nonsense.
Yeah, you can't. You got to follow the rules.
You must. Yeah. You have to. You got to follow the rules.
Rules are here for a reason, guys.
And listen, it wasn't easy. We went back and forth. There were a lot of discussion. So without further ado, here's our conversation with Darren Karp and John Thrasher. All right. We are here with Darren Karp and John Thrasher. This is, I guess, part three of our trilogy at this point. Right, guys? Welcome back.
Any good story has a beginning, middle, and end. So here
we
are.
That's right.
Guys, thanks for having us back on your show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're so glad to have you back.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
We love being here.
For any listeners who don't know, Darren was actually our very first guest on the show. So way back in episode number 2. And then John joined us a little down the road, about halfway through the season. And then, so that was kind of part one. Right.
Yep.
And then part two, Brandy and I went on John and Darren's incredible podcast, Shaken and Disturbed. So that was kind of like, you know, the middle Empire Strikes Back chapter. And now we're in part three of the trilogy. We're having you back on to update some criteria.
And by the way, nice flex there trying to compare yourself to Empire Strikes Back. I like that.
Yeah. Even I knew that reference and
I compared your podcast to Empire Strikes Back, so you're welcome.
That's
you're
true. Welcome. I appreciate that. Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
But I will say that I think after I recorded your podcast, I think John and I spoke and I was like, I never done more homework for a show ever. Like one that, especially I'm not even hosting. Like me I'm too. Literally the guest. Like I don't, like I'm not even working. And I was just like hours of time. And then John was like, well, I mentioned Golden Girls. And I was like, I should have mentioned that. And so there was there was a lot of talk between us as well, guys.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, should we get right into it?
Let's get into it.
Of course.
Let's do it.
Sounds like Darren, are you regretful of anything on your criteria? We can jump right in.
Well, to be fair, right before I asked you to remind me of my criteria. Yes. So,
and we can remind the listeners as well.
Yes,
so,
right. Please.
So Darren's criteria, throwing it way back to our very first interview, still one of the all-time greats, a very varied Thank criteria. You. And I think really speaks to who you are, knowing you very well. So Darren Karp's best shows were Jeopardy and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Your favorite shows are Seinfeld and The Sopranos, and your forever shows are 6 Feet Under and The Challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I feel really confident about that list. I gotta say, I feel good. Really good. I don't think I would honestly replace any of them. The one show, and you know, you can constantly think of shows all the time. I know we're gonna get into so many shows here. I mean, Golden Girls from John is a great. I mean, that could be a favorite. Like that was right up there that I sort of forgot to mention. That it's odd because I do watch it all the time, and John and I have many discussions about this.
Okay,
but the one show that grinded my gears that I forgot to mention, and I don't think I mentioned this, that I would put in the best category, because I think that not only is it just a fantastic show, I just think the whole thing is just so well scripted and the puns are amazing, is BoJack Horseman. And it's one of my favorites, and as a best, I just think it's so well done. They did an entire episode where, you know, he's giving a eulogy for his mom, like 22 minutes of him just like standing there giving a eulogy to his mom, like as a horse.
I've heard of it. And I hear it was excellent. And I've only heard good things about the show.
This show has been on my to watch list for an embarrassingly long time.
Me too.
And I need to make it happen.
The thing about this show, and I will warn you, unlike other shows on my list, is like you kind of have to pay attention because it's so smart that it's one of those, it's almost like a Tina Fey thing where it's like every word could be a joke. And there's so many animal puns because essentially it's animated and, you know, they're the main guys.
What's the quick premise if anyone doesn't know BoJack Horseman?
The quick premise is BoJack Horseman is voiced by Will Arnett, and he's sort of this washed up 90s sitcom actor. He was in he's a horse, and he was in this show called Horsin' Around as BoJack Horseman. And he's sort of, you know, he lives in the Hollywood Hills. You know, he's very rich just from like sort of the repeats, but he's kind of this washed up guy and he doesn't really know what to do. And but Amy Sedaris is in it. And she, if you're an Amy Sedaris lover, she plays a cat in it, which if you know me, you know I love cats. And
Amy Sedaris as a cat, I'm in.
Oh my god, absolutely. In fact, when I met Amy Sedaris, she was at New Year's with Andy, and I met her, and I first thing I went up to her was just like, I love you as Princess Carolyn in BoJack Horseman. And she's like, I rarely get that. And I was like, yeah,
that's great.
But anyway, BoJack Horseman, absolutely a must watch. I can't wait to talk to you, Brandy, after you see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it happen.
Okay. So a new best show. So is this replacing either Jeopardy or Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Wow.
Like that's really hard.
Right.
Because I think that I think that Jeopardy is timeless, although we could argue about the new host choices coming up. And Pee-wee is timeless as well in a way that I don't think BoJack is. Like BoJack is like niche best. Like if you're into dark comedy, this is the show for you. This is the best dark comedy I think I could think of.
Okay.
Darren, are you a little bit shaken and disturbed at having to answer this question? That's our new show, guys. Shaken and Disturbed. You can download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow.
That was a casual plug. That was a seamless, seamless sequitur.
Thank you.
God, I don't think it's replacing, but it's on deck.
Okay, so we have a couple new almost shows, it sounds like. So Golden Girls, BoJack Horseman added to Darren's almost shows.
Yes.
So, all right, well, let's roll right into it. So, John, you also, your criteria you know, we left it with some issues that we didn't pick up at the time. We did not pick it up at the time, but you broke the rules.
I broke the rules.
You broke these rules. We make a lot of fuss about them. They give some people a hard time. For others, mm-hmm. they're more of a fun adventure.
Of course, John couldn't just give straightforward answers.
No,
no, not at all. I'm going to bring something new and fresh to the show, even if it breaks the format.
You're like, I know you got your categories. I'm bringing three new categories. Yeah, exactly.
I'm bringing a whole new show. Do you want to talk about murder? But Dan, can you remind me what I did? Because I remember I have all of my shows, but tell everybody not to play host, but to remind me.
I love it. I appreciate
as well
it.
What I did wrong.
Absolutely. So John's criteria, let's see if listeners can pick up where things are a bit off here. So John's best shows are Glee and WandaVision.
Mm-hmm. Stop laughing.
Sorry, you can mute my laugh and all of these.
No, we're don't do that.
Pause after you say the shows to allow me to react. Yeah,
this is the friendship we've built over the last several years. She laughs at my choices. Keep going.
I love it. Yes. All right, so best were Glee and WandaVision. Favorite mm-hmm. were Will and Grace in The Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And forever were Saturday Night Live and The Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's accurate.
Darren and I were talking before the show, and like, we could have picked out each other's all of this, because it's like who we are as people are these shows. Exactly. So
couple things here.
Couple
so,
issues. Okay.
For first and the best, Glee and WandaVision could both be construed as dramas, although on the show you made a great argument for Glee as a comedy, so mm-hmm. we allowed that. So you have Glee as your comedy, WandaVision as your drama.
Is it not a musical?
Maybe
that could be a separate category,
right? It's all these things. It's funny, and then Becky brought a gun to school, so it was like, what is this? What is happening on the show?
Becky,
that's where he jumped the shark. Yeah,
I mean, you could take out like all of the Kurt storylines with his dad, and that's pretty dramatic stuff. You know what
very,
I mean?
So very like, dramatic. Yeah,
you know.
Oddly, I've never seen Glee. I've only seen the Glee Project, which I love.
That was great.
I started at Oxygen at the end of season two, and I was distraught because I love that show. I did another podcast called Glee Chat where we recapped every single episode of Glee and the Glee Project. And then I started at Oxygen, and I'm like, this is amazing. And then they're like, and canceled. We're never doing another season of the show. I was like, great.
Oh, man. So the favorite category is where we start to get some hot water. So you have two absolute comedies here. Will and Grace and the Golden Girls are just that's two comedies.
Yep.
And then in Forever Show, also two kind of similar shows, but we said that SNL was categorized as a comedy and Rosie as unscripted because of the guest interviews. Unscripted is a large portion of that show. But we got some work here to do, John. So overall, kind of what are your thoughts here? What are you thinking? What's going on?
So, okay, tell me what I need to do, because are you saying that I can't have...
You need to follow the fucking rules. It's really like...
Well, here's the thing.
What I might suggest, if you want to keep these six shows on this criteria, it could be as simple as...
Rearrange.
Swapping Glee or WandaVision into a favorite.
Okay,
and swapping Will and Grace or Golden Girls into a best so that you have a drama comedy in each.
Oh my God, this is hard.
That would be the easiest change.
So you're saying that if I move Glee or WandaVision into Forever.
No, you'd move them into Fave. Into I think that Fave. Forever has to stay
that's right.
the same.
Forever, let's cross Forever stay. Out. Forever's staying good. Okay. That's great because I don't want to watch any of those other shows forever. They're great shows. Just don't want to. Oh my God, this is actually stressing me out and getting hives. Okay. I'm going to do something that maybe controversial. You know me.
Not surprised.
You know me.
Not surprised.
Right. Always an addendum.
Always
a little asterisk. Yes.
I am going to actually swap one of my shows with a new show. I'm going to actually take Glee off of my best. I know.
After just telling everyone how you had a Glee podcast recapping every episode.
I know, but listen, you get through the end of get through the end of season six and tell me how you're doing at the end of that season.
Let's see what he's going to replace it with.
And I'm going to replace it with a show.
Oh, Mandalorian.
No, close. That I cannot, like Darren, I cannot believe I did not bring up because it impacted me so much. I'm going to replace Glee, which we're saying is a comedy, right? We're moving comedy out and I'm replacing it with Stranger Things.
Okay. Yes, now, that would be what a guess for you. Okay.
That's right. And it's surprising this didn't even make it into my almost list. I think I was just blanking out. Now, Dan, before we even move forward, am I allowed to move on with my life with Stranger Things replacing Glee? Or is this, I mean, is this creating a variant in the timeline? Like,
well, some would argue.
You're not helping anything, John. You now have two Stone Cold dramas in your best, the Stranger Things and WandaVision.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Right.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Wait a minute. Let's try this one more time. Hold on. I think that Stranger... Okay. So we're saying Will and Grace and Golden Girls being two comedies.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. That's the real problem.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Got it. So just to recap, let me take a big breath.
Okay.
We have Will and Grace. We have Golden Girls and my favorite. You're now basically asking me to choose one of them as the best comedy to keep because I will replace it. The one that doesn't win with Stranger Things, because I do feel Stranger Things actually fits better in my favorite category. Because to me, it's just one of those shows. Like,
yeah,
I never get sick of it or thinking about it.
Well, you can do, John, if you want to take Glee off, you can still take Glee off.
Okay.
Put Stranger Things in a favorite and then just move one of those comedies to the best.
Aha. Let's do that. Glee's out, guys.
Glee's out.
We're going to move.
What do you think's better, though? Will and Grace or Golden Girls?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm like actually freaking out. I'm not exaggerating for the show. Like, if you asked me to pick one, I don't know what I would do.
Is a way to alleviate the stress.
Yeah, help me. Thank you, Dan.
This is all about your own personal estimation within this criteria, right? So if you want to say, I think that Golden Girls makes more sense as my favorite because I watch it more to fall asleep, or it has more nostalgia factor, whereas Will and Grace I think was the best because it broke down barriers for gay programming. Like, you can put whatever reasons you want onto why you put it into your best and your favorite.
Sure. Okay.
Dan, you just pitched that shit.
Yeah, he really did.
I'm thinking in my mind, John, just as an aside, because I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
As I was watching, Golden Girls really, and don't quote me on this now, but I think I'm right about this, is really, if I said to you in the pitching gods of the world in scripted, like a show about four elderly women who live together, that's the show, without any men, really. Any younger people, really, nothing about that. No one would buy that show. Like, there's no other show that's completely led, like Sex and the City, but that's young. Everything's hot. It's sexy. It's New York City. This is like Florida on a lanai, and they make this show fucking good. Just something to consider. I'm thinking Golden Girls is a better show for what it could pull off.
Because of degree of difficulty.
Yes. In terms of its success compared to what we see on TV now, which is never just that.
Yeah.
Brandy, I'm going to need to phone a friend, and her name is Brandy. And I'm going to need you to weigh in here as well. Dan had his pitch. Darren had hers. What are your thoughts? Because I'm actually a little bit in the middle. I don't know what I would choose here.
Here we go.
I think that I definitely see your point, Dan, with Will and Grace really kind of bringing, like, it's, you know, yeah, Will is gay.
First of its kind.
Okay. We're moving on.
Moving on from that. Right.
You know, and that was really revolutionary. But I do think that Darren has a very good point that you are never going to get four. I mean, you've got the Frankie and whatever.
Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie. But you only have that because of Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. You know what I mean? Like, at the time with Golden Girls, it's like, I mean, who knew? Like, I guess B. Arthur had been in some stuff in the 70s.
But they weren't very well known. Betty White
had been in stuff, but no.
Yeah. Right.
But Rue McClanahan really wasn't.
Yeah, Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty weren't really.
But they weren't like comedy gods in the way that like Lily Tomlin one could argue. And
So it's like, so I feel like I would go Golden Girls for best.
I think
based on that, because like in 2021, there's absolutely no way you go in and you're like, so everyone is,
there's no cursing.
65 plus. Right. There's no cursing.
No nudity.
There's really no sexual energy. I mean, unless Blanche,
right?
I guess you Blanche.
Speak for yourself, Brandy.
Yeah,
you
right,
think it's exactly on my fave list because there's no sexual energy?
It's just impressive what it got done. That's my argument for Gigi.
No, that's true. Oh my God. Okay, I think I made a decision.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say Golden Girls to best, replaced with Stranger Things. Goodbye, Glee. It was nice to know you. Listen to my other podcast, Glee Chat, if you're interested in every single episode. Wow. And that's it. I can't do it anymore.
No,
this is it.
No, I think this is successful. Listen, right. It wasn't always easy.
And Glee is like your number one almost show.
It is my number one almost show. It would be. Yeah. I think it's just because I spent so much time with Glee, literally analyzing every word that came out of every character's mouth for so long. And I did it for fun that, you know what, this is actually nice. This is my way of getting back at Glee for taking so much time, so much of my time in my life. So
I love
thank you guys for walking me through that. I could give you all virtual hugs. I really appreciate
Listen, it wasn't easy, but you it know, wasn't say, nothing worth doing is. So.
That's true. That's right. Yes.
Especially talking about television. I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is high stakes stuff. All right, quickly, let's recap here because I think we landed in a really good spot. So John Thrasher's updated criteria: your best shows are Golden Girls and WandaVision.
That's right.
Your favorite shows are Will and Grace and new entry Stranger Things.
Yes, that's true.
Sound effects.
And your forever shows remain SNL and the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
For sure. I love it. So what are Darren's though? Darren, you didn't change yours. You just added to your almost, right?
No, I just added to my almost list of something that I should have mentioned because it is such a beautiful show. Genuinely beautiful show. So I felt bad.
I love it. Well, speaking of things that we absolutely have to mention before we let you guys go, we do want to catch up on just some of the TV that we all share love for. But Darren, what have you been up to? What have you been watching?
I watch a lot of reality, as I've sort of said. Right now, Bachelor in Paradise just started. I just finished watching The Bachelorette. I watch Big Brother, which is one of my favorite shows, which I believe I mentioned to you guys, which I just think is a phenomenal reality show. Spies, Lies, and Allies, The Challenge.
Yes.
Back.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that. Well, because we're never going to let an opportunity to talk about The Challenge go by.
No.
It's part of the DNA of the show.
Well, I get to interview them every week.
That's right.
So I get excited.
On your show, why don't you just go ahead and plug that too?
People TV Reality Check. Yeah, streams Monday through Thursday at 4:30 p.m. at People TV.
We're really taking advantage of this moment, guys.
It's basically an endorsement for us.
Yeah. Guys, this is why podcasts were started. It's fun to talk about stuff, but this is why podcasts exist. 100%. You know that, right?
Yeah. That's true. Yes. Just shameless plugs around the corner everywhere you go.
Well, this season on Spies, Lies, and Allies, which obviously is what I think is going to be like the spy trilogy. We got Double Agents last season, Spies, Lies, and Allies. So there's going to be some trickery probably next season. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say to you guys before we started, and then I realized I'm going to wait. What I like about this is you don't have to be in an elimination to run the final, because I felt like that twist ran its course a little bit where you had.
Yeah, they did a couple seasons with it and it was a great twist. Mm-hmm. I appreciated it.
It was a great twist, but now it's done.
Yeah.
Now they've overplayed it. Last year with Fessy and Kate, like, it's just like, I fucking hate Fessy so much.
I hate him.
Like, the thing about Josh is that he's a big doofus and he thinks he's a better competitor than he is. Like, he's never won one thing. And not to like,
so bad.
And just to give you context, John, he was on Big Brother originally. Oh, like, okay, that's where he came from. And he's like a big guy. Like, if you looked at him
profile
wise, you'd be like, this guy's going to be a threat. This guy's big. He, you know, because physicality
matters. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He did a challenge once. Okay. Now, granted, he went against this guy, Jordan, who's a very good competitor, but he has literally one hand. Jordan has one hand. Yeah. Like, that's not an exaggeration. He has one hand.
Yeah. Got it. Has a genetic defect. Yeah.
Got it.
And he lost, Josh lost in a tug of war.
Ooh.
With a guy half his size. Now, Jordan's a very good competitor. So I will say that Jordan
very
is not
smart. Super
he's
smart.
He's very smart and he's always one of the best. So he has no like disability, honestly.
Sure,
like he
really
doesn't. But Josh lost
again.
And we were all like, are we like, he's like, yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some. It's like, you never win. You never win.
Look, this season has got me want, because it's like, I've never really been into like Big Brother or Survivor, but I'm like, I would watch Big Brother Nigeria.
Big Brother's so good.
Oh, like set it in Africa. I'm there.
Is that a thing? Is that happening?
Who's that? What, Esther? Is Esther from Big Brother Nigeria? Because she's like one of my favorite ones. She's like Big T. She's just like a big personality and just amazing.
They have all of these. I think that they got the memo that like there should be some more people of color on this show.
Yeah.
And they did a big casting net from all these reality franchises in Africa.
Yes.
They did. My God. That's amazing.
Including Big Brother, which I had no idea they had Big Brother Nigeria. Like,
I know. I'm like, I'll watch Big Brother Nigeria.
Yeah. And like some, I think like some African survivors as well. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm really, I am really intrigued to see how the, so like, cause last season we had one survivor on and Natalie and she left very early. So I am interested to see how the survivor gameplay makes its way, because we've seen how Big Brother has kind of worked and it just, they have their alliance, but then otherwise it's just kind of like folded in. Survivor, I feel like is another level though. There's something else to those people, you know? So I don't know. We'll see.
I had no idea. Interesting. Yeah. So are they going to bring like, so it's like challenge reality. Like they wouldn't bring a housewife on, or would they, Real Housewives?
I mean, I don't think any housewife would play in the challenge. I mean, they're eating like pig's
balls. Yeah, I don't know a housewife that would do it.
I'd say if a housewife were game, I think they absolutely wouldn't a heartbeat.
I was just thinking.
I would watch Sonia Morgan on the challenge. Like,
that's what I'm saying. God. Yeah.
I can't. I would love it. I don't know anybody from the housewives that would be able to do this physically.
No, because you have to like eat a ghost pepper and then like go run, you know, 100 miles up a hill and like.
Well, I'm just thinking about them like way up high, like over the water.
Guys, are you hearing what we're saying? This is obviously a show. Darren, I'm pitching this to Andy tomorrow. Can you get him on the line? Thank
they did have Battle of the Network Reality Stars, which is of what this is in loose terms. But yeah, like Sonia Morgan, like putting her body to like melt an ice cube to get a key for unlocking something to dig up a grave of where her partner is right up Housewives Alley. I'm for this for sure.
Well, I'm going to watch it.
Well, this was fun.
All right. With that, that's a wrap on this catch up. This was so much fun. Yes.
I know. I don't want it to stop.
Thank you. This was awesome.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
What a wrap on this little trilogy that we did. This was so much fun. So great. Thank you for coming on. I'm glad we could clear up a couple things. I'm glad we could catch up on several shows. And I'm sure we'll talk to you guys again soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you guys so much for having us, though. Seriously, it was a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you so much. This was so fun. I just want to, can we just not be recording and then talk about the challenge next time so we don't have
I know, right? Exactly. All right.
Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
All right. So that was an incredible catch up with John and Darren.
It really was.
Oh, my God. So we had some changes to our criteria. Finally, John made a couple of changes, brought in some Stranger Things, which I didn't see coming, but kind of helped things along.
Yeah.
Caught up on the challenge, of course, which is shared on our criteria, shared on the All-Star criteria that we talked about earlier. And we'll use that to segue into our last segment here. We're going to be talking about a couple more criterias. But again, we're always growing. We're always changing. We want to do things a little bit differently. And what I thought we would do, Brandy, I had this crazy idea. So we're recording this in the fall of 2021. It's September 2021. It's fantasy football season. People are drafting teams. We've talked about fantasy in the team. You know, people have done fantasy Top Chef. We've done fantasy challenge. Mm-hmm.
Fantasy challenge.
Which I've never done. Again, I'd love to be. Anybody, reach out. I'd love to be a part of your challenge fantasy league. But what I thought we would do. So there's a ton of shows. We mentioned, you know, our all-stars. Quick recap from the beginning of this episode. The Wire and SNL in Best. Challenge and Game of Thrones and Favorite, Sex and the City, Sopranos, and Forever. So those are kind of the best of the season. But there's so many more good shows that our guests have talked about this season that I think that we should take note of. So what I want to do is a criteria draft. So
explain it to us, Dan.
Basically what I want to do is, so we each have a blank slate draft, right? So we have two slots open for Best, two slots open for Favorite, two slots open for Forever. And what we're going to do is choose from the BFF shows that our guests have selected that you and I, Brandy, have not selected in our own lists, whether that be Almost, whether that be our own criterias, whether that be the BIPOC BFFs or Criteria of Color. So anything that we mentioned in those respects are off the list. So what we're doing here is there's plenty of, by my count, about 35 shows, criteria shows that neither of us have on our own list. That's going to be our pool to choose from. We're each going to draft a brand new criteria. And then as a little off-season fun, we're going to put that out to a vote. We're going to have the listeners tell us what they think, vote for who they think drafted the best criteria, the best kind of cumulative criteria, I guess you could say.
Yeah, accumulative criteria. I like it. I am into this. I love a little competition. And I do think it's a great way to be able to kind of talk about some of these other shows. Because like I said, what I loved about this season is that we had so many different shows. And yeah, there was, obviously, we talked about, like, we did have some repeats because, I mean, good TV is good TV. Like, we can't tell somebody that, like, it's not good. Like, because it's the judgment-free zone here. What I love is that there's still 35 shows that we haven't really just talked a ton about. So I love that we're like, this is a great opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
And I like that we are kind of, it almost feels like I get to make like a new criteria.
Yeah. I mean, it's,
I mean, I am making a new criteria, but like,
I mean, and listen, that's what we do here. That's what we love to do. Because listen, these are all still heavy hitters. These are all criteria picks. Yeah. Every single show that we're talking about was on someone's best, favorite, or forever list. So these are no slouches. We're not like pulling out some randos here. We're going to be talking about some incredible shows, and we'll point you to the episodes and the guests who picked them as we talk about them as a little bit as well. In case you're just joining us now, I mean, we're breaking all the rules. This is the only finale in any sort of medium that I would say you're allowed to listen to or experience before the rest of the season. But this one, all the rules are out the door. Listen to this finale and then go back. Mm-hmm. It's like Remy said, we're making your own prequel. You know, start here and then everything else kind of becomes a prequel. We'll have some fun with it.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
All right, so the shows that have been mentioned on a BFF criteria that neither Brandy nor I have mentioned in our own. So it's about 35 shows. Some categories have more to play with than others. So just so everybody knows what is on the board. So on Unscripted, we have American Idol, The Bachelor, Being Bobby Brown, The Circus, Jeopardy, The Rosie O'Donnell Show, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Survivor.
Okay. The comedies that are on the list, The Boondocks, Catastrophe, Entourage, Frasier, The Golden Girls, The Good Place, Mr. Show with Bob and David, The Muppet Show, Nathan for You, The Office, Pee-wee's Playhouse, Rick and Morty, Seinfeld, and Will and Grace.
Mm, the stacked categories. And then in drama, we have Avatar, The Last Airbender, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Downton Abbey, NBC's Grimm, Mad Men, Mayor of Easttown, My Mister, Outlander, 6 Feet Under, Stranger Things, Succession, Twin Peaks, and WandaVision.
It's a great list of shows.
I mean, seeing lists like this just make me so proud of our guests. Just what an incredible list of shows that we've talked about. All right. So Brandy, this is my harebrained idea. So you get the first pick. We'll go in the order that we normally do. We'll go best, favorite, forever. We'll bounce back and forth. But this is a little bit different because we're now playing for the fans. So it's not our personal criteria. It's what we think is going to get the most votes, cause the most excitement, get the most support from the BFFs out there. So Brandy, what do you got? Is your first pick in our first ever BFF criteria draft?
Okay. So we're going with best, right?
Yeah.
My first best pick.
I'm nervous.
I am going to go with Succession.
Oh, I knew it. That's that's the number one pick, I think.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, I was going to. That's the one.
It's the best show.
I mean, when it's on, it's the best show on TV. I think we can say that. That's for sure. All right. So Brandy has picked Succession as her number one pick. First of all, so this was a pick of Sass Goldberg.
Sass Goldberg.
It was on her criteria. What made you pick it in your best?
Succession is a wonderful, wonderful show. It's made so I feel like it just encapsulates everything that a best show should be, which is the writing is amazing.
Yes.
The acting is amazing.
Yes.
The production design is amazing. Yeah. The music is great.
It's a world I want to be in, even though they're all terrible. I want to hang out with them, and you shouldn't want to do that, but you do. You know?
I mean, Succession is great. Like HBO puts on some great shows, and they've got another winner with this one.
Yeah.
They've hit it out of the park.
That's interesting. I'd be curious to know which network has the most. That'll be a deep dive. I haven't done those stats yet. Season two. All right. So what am I going to do in my best?
Yeah. What's your first best?
You know, I'm going to go a little strategic here. I'm going to go Unscripted because I think there's not as many to choose from there. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're thinking about our viewer submissions, I'm keeping the listeners in mind here, right? This is the listeners will vote. I'm going to take Jeopardy off the board. I'm going Jeopardy as my best unscripted because it's the best game show ever made, right? You know, host controversy, be damned. I'll be quite honest. I don't think it matters who ends up in the chair as the host. It's still going to be the best game show on TV. People are still going to watch. It's because the format is so tried and true. I mean, everybody knows it. It has the perfect hook. It's just the perfect game show. It's the best game show. I'm a game show freak. It's on my criteria is best and unscripted.
That's a really good one. So now that you've said Jeopardy, so now Jeopardy and Succession are off the board.
That's right. Off the board.
Okay.
Can't pick them.
Because I was thinking about Jeopardy as a forever show, but okay, fine. Great.
Sorry. Can't do it. Can't do it. So you have Succession as a best. I have Jeopardy as a best. Two heavy hitters off the board early. What's your second best pick, Brandy? You're looking for an unscripted or comedy here.
Unscripted or comedy. I think that I'm going to go with... This is a hard one.
I get so nervous.
I think I'm going to go with The Good Place.
Fuck, Brandy. You keep taking my picks.
Sorry.
Shit. Oh, all of my bolded picks here. Okay, Brandy's picking The Good Place and her best. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really well-made show. They take a very heady piece of subject matter and they make philosophy fun. You know, like I fell asleep in both philosophy classes that I took, and maybe if I'd had a teacher that like could reference The Good Place, I wouldn't have.
Exactly.
The Good Place, I think it's one of the best comedies on TV.
You're right. And that's why I was about to pick it as my best comedy, but now I can't do that anymore. So what am I going to do here? Okay. I got to go drama here. In my best. You know what? I'm going to go with a couple of our guests from this season. Both Casey Jost and James Coker put this on their criteria. I'm going with Mad Men in the best.
Oh, see. Okay. So now you've taken one from me, Dan.
Well, good.
That makes you feel good.
Yeah. Mad Men, you know, it's part of that triumvirate of what are the best shows ever. We've talked about The Wire. We've talked about The Sopranos. And right on the heels of those two is Mad Men. Mm-hmm. I got to go Mad Men for best. I feel like the people love it. It's one of my, you know, I mean, shit, Brandy, I'm wearing my Mad Men. It's my favorite shirt. It's Don Draper pointing at an easel that says voting is cool. Because it is. Shout out to Voting Spree for the t-shirt. But yeah, I'm going Mad Men in the best. Yeah, I don't think you can dispute that very much.
No, I mean, Mad Men is actually on right now in my home because my husband's watching it for the first time. And I've been rewatching it with him. And like the amount of drinking that goes on in Mad Men is just egregious.
Yeah. See the Casey Jost episode.
And also see Casey Jost episode for a really great Don impression.
Yes. Don pitching White Claw.
Which I thought was so good when he did it. But now that I've been rewatching the show, I was like, damn, he really had it down.
Yeah, he did. All right. So Brandy, in your best, you've drafted Succession and The Good Place is your best. I've drafted Jeopardy and Mad Men is my best. Let's do this. If those listening who draft frequently do fantasy football, we're kind of skirting the general form here where it'd normally be a stink draft where Brandy would go and then me and then I would go again and then Brandy. That feels a little weird with just two of us. So how about this? I'll give you first pick in both best and favorite if you'll give me first pick for the forevers. How does that sound?
You got it. Deal.
Okay, that's fair. All right, so what's your first pick and favorite?
My first pick and favorite is going to be a comedy called Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, that tracks. That sounds right.
Well, and honestly, because Seinfeld is one of my favorite shows. But Seinfeld didn't make my almost list just because it was a big part of my life as a teenager.
Yeah.
It's not like I haven't really been, you know, when it's on like TBS all the time and stuff, like it's not like I've been tuning in, you know what I mean?
Right.
But if it happens to be on, I might watch it, but it's not like, I like just kind of have it on for background. So I feel like that's why it didn't really make anything. But I do think that, I mean, it's a great show. And it really, for me, fits the definition of like a favorite show because it's near and dear to my heart. You know, like my favorite episodes, I can still laugh about just thinking about, you know, like Yeah, it's great. It's a favorite. So that is 100% my first favorite show.
I love it. I love it. Okay. What am I going to do in favorites here? Brandy, this is tough. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go a little bit personal here. I'm going to pick a show that didn't get a ton of mention because it, as you've just heard, actually was caught up in a lot of the criteria chaos that was John Thrasher's BFF criteria, but I'm going to go with Stranger Things because I fucking love that show.
Okay.
And it hits a lot of those nostalgia buttons for me. Mm-hmm. It hits a lot of like the kind of nerd genre buttons for me. And also it's one of the most popular shows on Netflix. So I have a feeling that listeners will agree with me and there's going to be some strong support for Stranger mm-hmm. Things, but we also didn't get to talk about it a ton. Like John kind of brought it in and placed in this criteria. And we were so caught up with what's going where we didn't get to talk about the show itself, but Stranger Things is
it's a great show.
Quality, absolute quality. Some seasons better than others,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I feel about it that's similarly the way I do about Lost, right? Like, I feel like some people are a little bit too hard on it sometimes where it's just mm-hmm. like, you know what, guys, we got a good thing here. Let's not mm-hmm. rock the boat. This is some great sci-fi
genre storytelling.
Genre storytelling. The kids are great. We're growing up with them. You know, we all get like the, you know, we all get the Steven Spielberg vibes mm-hmm. and like, you know, those old school vibes from it. It's just great. Stranger mm-hmm. Things. There's more coming out soon. I have a feeling that this is the sort of IP that Netflix is really gonna want to hang around to. There's gonna be spinoffs. I'm willing to wager whether it's mm-hmm. prequels or sequels. Like, it's a universe that's not going away anytime soon. And every time it's on, like, I can't stop myself from rewatching all of it before the new seasons come out. Like, it's one of those shows where no matter what, I will rewatch everything before the new season. I get wrapped up in it. I fucking love it. John Thrasher, shout out to you for bringing it up and letting me pick this as a late in the game ad. But yeah, I'm picking Stranger Things as my favorite.
Awesome. That's a good one. So my second pick, so my first pick is Seinfeld. So I've got to do either unscripted or drama for my favorite.
That's right.
I think that I'm going to go with an unscripted.
Okay.
And it's a show that I haven't watched the most recent seasons, but I definitely like was appointment viewing for like the first like 8 or 9. And that's The Bachelor.
All right. Another recent ad that we're benefiting from here. I love it. Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. So I kind of fell off from The Bachelor just because I feel like it was a really fun show for me to watch as like a woman in my like mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I kind of entered two things happened. One, I turned 30. Two, I started dating the man who is now my husband.
Sure.
So those kinds of show, like, so I just wasn't, The Bachelor just didn't do it for me anymore. Cause I was just like, that's not, you're not finding love. What are you doing? Like, I would rather watch it. Like, I still love a good dating show.
Yeah.
But like, it doesn't need to end in marriage for me.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. And it just, and I, so I felt like it just, I don't know. I just kind of fell off of it, but I really enjoyed when I used to watch it. Like, I was all about it. So it makes sense that this could be, that I would be drafting this for my unscripted favorite.
For a favorite. Okay. Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on to my next favorite pick. It's got to be an unscripted or a comedy. Man, this is the first time, I'll be honest with you, we've put together some criterias, but I am feeling the pressure that I feel like we've put on our guests this whole time. Like everyone who has complained or pushed back or had anything to say about the rules, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. There's a show I want to pick here. It's a drama. I can't because the rules are against me. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. And this might be a little risky because I haven't seen all of it. But we talked about it earlier in this episode, and I'm so fucking infatuated with it right now in this moment that I'm going with Rick and Morty is my favorite comedy because right now it's my favorite recent comedy. I am in it. I'm loving it. I am on, as listeners will know, I'm on a recent animated kick.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like tops of the tops in recent animated comedies, maybe animated comedies ever. Who knows? I'm not there yet. I haven't watched it all, but as a favorite, it's hitting a lot of things for me. It's hitting nerd shit like nobody's business. And I am into it. And I think it's a nice pairing. This is a very nerdy favorite. And you know what? It speaks to me.
Yeah.
It speaks to me to have Stranger Things next to Rick and Morty and my favorites here. So I'm going Rick and Morty in the favorite comedy.
I love it. I feel like there might be like some crossover with Stranger Things and Rick and Morty, because Stranger Things feels like something that Rick and Morty could possibly make fun of.
That's a great point. And when that happens, yeah.
Yeah.
You will all know. You will all know.
That's the clip.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, Dan. So you chose Stranger Things and Rick and Morty for your favorites. I chose Seinfeld and The Bachelor.
That's right.
And now you get first pick for Forever.
I do get first pick in Forever. Okay, this is good. My strategy feels like it's back now because I have three things that I want to choose from.
Okay.
My first Forever show is gonna have to be The Office.
I mean,
it's gonna have to be The Office.
The best one.
It of all of the comedies on the board, it's the most Forever-esque, I think, of them all. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, a little behind the curtain. The Office and I spent a lot of time together whilst editing this very podcast. Mm-hmm. I would set up in my living room, I'd throw on something in the background that I could just kind of have on. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have audio or anything, but even just the visuals were enough. And then every once in a while, if I'm taking a break, I could, you know, turn the audio back on and see what's going on. And it's been kind of like my editing companion, The Office, during the whole run of this show. So for that reason, for me personally, for the listeners, I mean, is there a more rewatched show than The Office?
I don't think so.
That there is. So yeah, I think it's a no-brainer in a Forever category. Shout out to Sass Goldberg for this one as well. I'm going with The Office in my Forever as a comedy. What do you got, Brandy?
That's a really good one. And I would have definitely gone for that because it's like kind of the perfect Forever show.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the first show that I'm going to go with is Unscripted.
Okay.
And it actually is not a show that I have ever really watched.
I'm nervous.
But I know what it is. I feel like it would really lend itself to being a good Forever show.
Yeah.
And that is Survivor.
Fuck yeah, I know it is. Yeah, that was my second pick. Shoot. Okay.
Yeah. And Survivor also has like 40 plus seasons, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be on forever. Like, yes. I don't know when it would ever be canceled. So it feels like that's a pretty solid Forever pick for me. And I wouldn't even have to do the twist of watching it like it's the first time because I've never seen it.
It is the first time.
It's the first time.
Yeah. All right. So I got to do an unscripted or a drama in my Forever. I mean, I could go RuPaul's Drag Race, thinking for the fans. There's plenty of seasons, huge fan base. That's an option. Drama, it's between a couple. It's either 6 feet under, but I haven't seen that, which is the problem. And then Good Conscience, I don't think I could pick something that I really, truly haven't seen in a Forever. So I'm going to have to go with Downton Abbey.
Okay.
I'm going with Downton Abbey as number two in my Forever. And that would be my twist. Okay. I would watch Downton Abbey for the first time every time. Yeah, that's six seasons. It's not a ton of episodes, but it's enough. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with the twist added on there, that puts it over the edge for me. I'm going Downton Abbey as my second Forever.
My second Forever, I am going to go with Golden Girls.
Nice. I love that. Hell yeah.
I'm not even sure how many seasons there are that are on, but I know that it's in syndication. And anytime I catch an episode, I'm like, I love Golden Girls. I used to watch it. Yeah. Like that was that. I don't know if I'd say like appointment viewing, but like I definitely watched it when it was on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever night that it came on, it was like, oh, Golden Girls is on. I'm watching that tonight. You know? Yeah. I was 10, but it was funny. Funny's funny.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of, syndication means at least 100 episodes generally. Yeah. So you got plenty of episodes to work with there. Which one are you throwing the twist on, Survivor or Golden Girls?
I think Survivor, right? Because it would be more fun to not know who's going to win every time.
Yeah. All right. This was fun. I felt
this was really fun.
I felt the stress. I felt the nervousness and I loved every minute of it. All right. So BFFs at home, you guys now get to vote. We'll tell you precisely how. Check out our socials at TVBFF podcast. You could also email us at TVBFF podcast@gmail.com to send in your votes. let us know. We're not going to put a cap on this. We might throw up a couple polls. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. I promise you.
Keep in touch. Keep in touch.
Keep in touch. And I promise I keep fast track on the numbers. All right. So Brandy, what is on your drafted criteria that people can vote?
All right. So on my drafted criteria for my two best shows, I went with Succession, which was picked by Sass Goldberg, and The Good Place, which was picked by Laura Van Holt.
Love it.
My favorite shows were The Bachelor, which had been picked by Anna Roisman, and Seinfeld, which was picked by Darren Karp, but also was an almost show from Khalid Rahman.
Love it. Yes.
And then my forever shows are Survivor, which was picked by Brian Moylan, and The Golden Girls, which was picked by John Thrasher, and it was an almost show from Darren Karp. And if you guys want to know where these shows landed in all of our guest criterias, you're going to have to go check out those episodes.
Yes, please do. Okay, so in my best, I have Jeopardy, the best game show of all time, also chosen by Remy Casimir and Darren Karp. As a drama, I have Mad Men, which was chosen by both Casey Jost and James Coker. And my favorites, I have Stranger Things, a late ad by John Thrasher. And then a recent watch for me, Rick and Morty, is a new favorite of mine in Remy Casimir's category, and also an almost show from Casey Jost. And then in my forevers, I have The Office. Thank you, Sass Goldberg. And Remy, it was in her almost shows as well. And then Downton Abbey, which was chosen by Laura Van Holt and Alicia Hannah had it in her almost shows as well. So just saying, I feel like more people agree with me just from our guests based on the number of people who have chosen the shows that I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
No, because I feel like more people have a connection to the shows that I chose. And you know you do. So it's Brandy's draft criteria to vote for or bust.
Brandy or bust. That's a good slogan.
Brandy or bust. I'm running for student council president 2021.
Exactly. And with that, Brandy, that is a wrap on this season of TV BFFs. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it, Dan. This was such an amazing ride. I've had so much fun. This is the first time I've ever done a podcast. I love it. I loved all of the guests that we had. We had such great conversations. This is something I looked forward to our recordings every week. I love talking TV, and to talk TV in like a structured format, it's like you're speaking my language.
Exactly right.
I'm down. Thank you so much to everyone who has listened. We are so excited to come back for season two. We're going to have more amazing guests, more amazing shows. And like Dan said, please keep up with us in this off season. Like we're still out on the socials. Like we're going to be dropping stuff on Instagram.
Yeah. And listen, like we have some stuff in the vault. What you have heard is not the entirety of these conversations with these incredible guests. We have talked about experiences, backstage fun stories, like, you know, our guests are connected. We're all, a lot of them are part of this TV world. So we've got a ton of fun stories that we want to release. We have some test episodes that no one has heard that we might get out there. We might come back for a bonus episode or two. Who knows? The Emmys are coming up soon. There's end of year stuff. You never know. All is to say, you'll hear from us before the official season two comes around. But in the meantime, you know, don't be a stranger. And if you love the show, please, and I know we say this every week, but we really do mean it. Please share the show. If you like what you hear, send it to your friends. If you have people in your life that love TV shows, let them know. Share the show. Please leave us a review. That really does help. It gets the show in front of more people. We'd love it if you left us a couple kind words, a 5-star review, and a rating, you know, whatever you want to do. We'd love it. We'd appreciate it. You can reach out to us on Instagram one more time at TVBFF Podcast. You could follow us personally on Instagram. I'm at Deebs on TV. I'm constantly talking about TV shows all the time.
I'm at Brandy Crawford. I'm posting mostly pictures of my children, but also talking about TV a lot.
Yes. And thank you again to the listeners. Thank you for sending in your criterias. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. And one last time, until we see you next time. Bye, friends.
Bye, friends. You arrived.